connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit Take2Radio.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm Pam, and I'm the normal host, but as you know, it's Friday, so we have a special host, and that's going to be Dr. Mary Barrett, who is now fighting a storm in Tennessee to call in to do the show. So if you're calling in for a reading, hang on. We'll get with you in a moment. And Mary, go ahead and take it away.
Hi, Pam. I'm here sitting on my seat with my 7-year-old grandson cuddled up to me, scared of the storm. Say hi.
Hi.
Don't be scared. Hi. Grandma's there.
Oh, he knows. He's hanging on to me. How's the weather where you're at?
It's gloomy, rainy, but, I mean, it's not a bad storm like we've been having around here. So it just seems to be the new normal these days with these storms.
Oh, I know. It's really – we haven't really had any lately, but this one, it seems like it's kind of bad.
Well,
winds are up to like
60 to 65
miles an hour here.
Yeah, I know the feeling. And I know that Georgette, who's listening and is calling in, she knows exactly what you're talking about because we've had it really bad over here too. So let's hope it all passes rather quickly and we can get on with the show. So you want to go ahead and read your first... I'm sorry, go ahead.
One thing I want to announce today, Mark, the spiritist that was supposed to be here with us tonight, he had unforeseen circumstances happen, but he hopes to come back at a later date. So I want you all to watch out for Mark because Mark is great, and Mark is a really fun guy. He is gay, and we were going to talk about what it was like to be gay growing up and what it's like to be gay in 2015. So,
well, speaking of which, how about the landmark decision that was made today?
I know, and that show would have been perfect for tonight.
Right?
But...
exactly. He's probably out celebrating. That's what it is.
No, he's out working. He's a really, really, really nice guy. I know Mark personally, and I just love him. He's a really good guy.
Well,
but
I want to say congratulations to the LGBT community for this landmark decision and that it's now legal to be married in any state that you live in, and that's the way it should be.
I was just going to say the exact same things, except I'm an ordained minister. I can marry anybody.
That's right. So reach out to Mary if you want to get married. As a matter of fact, there was somebody that tweeted me the other day, and I meant to tell you, and I forgot about getting married at that. Remember on Halloween, that one show we had? So mm-hmm. I told him to reach out to you, so I'm not sure if he did yet.
No, he didn't, but I would direct him to Kathy St. John.
Okay.
If they go up on my website, they can go to contact page. And they can contact her. She's the one who's setting all that up.
Well, just let our listeners know where it's at and how they can get in, you know, into it. It's a contest and so on and so forth.
Well, they will have to contact Kathy St. John on that one. It's at the Ohio State Reformatory, and they contact Kathy, and then we'll see what happens.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's go ahead and take our first caller. I don't know who it is, but let's see if we can get connected here. Area code 509, you're live on the air with Mary.
Hello?
Uh-oh. Hi there.
Hi. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome. Can I have your first name?
Erica.
Hi, Erica. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Washington. It's like 109 today. I'm burning.
Oh, wow. It was 97 yesterday. and we thought we were burning. It's a little bit cooler today, but not much.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just bad, but it's fine. We can
so
handle it.
What could we do for you today?
Just noticed I ripped my jeans. I was just wondering if you pick up about romance. If you pick up someone new, it's fine if you don't.
I feel like you're still hanging on to somebody else here. That energy needs to be cleared before somebody else can come through. I do feel, how old are you?
I'm 21.
I thought you were kind of young. Your energy is very young and bouncing, which is really good because it tells me that you're a very good person and you have a very good personality. But I also feel that there's somebody from the past that you still haven't gotten over yet. And once you get that person out of your energy, yes, I do. I also feel a lot of paperwork, like schoolwork around you. Are you affiliated with a school?
Yeah, I'm currently on my bachelor's.
Well, you're going to go for your master's, too.
Oh, I want a PhD.
You're going to be fine with that. But I do feel an engagement coming for you. But I feel like it's going to probably be within the next 2 years.
Oh, will it go through, though? I never thought I would marry young.
I'm kidding. You're going to marry about 25.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah,
so no one
I just
matters
feel like...
right now?
I'm sorry? What?
Like, whatever guy I date, it's not even nothing until, like, 2 years, you said?
No, I think you'll meet the guy within the next year. I don't feel like you've met him yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're working on it, though. You're working on it.
Yeah.
Just clear your energy from past relationships and you'll be fine.
Mhm. But when is the next one coming in, though?
I get insignificant within the next couple of weeks to months. So within 2 months, you should have another one coming. I don't really feel anything serious for you yet. I just feel like hit and misses.
Oh, okay.
But it's good. Hey, babe, you know, it's always better to wait for the right one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you just take it easy. I will tell you, though, when you are in your master's, you will be married. The way your energy is going right now, that's as long as you stay on this path.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have that person from the past. Like, it's been over for a while now. So I don't know why he's still, but he texted me like 2 days ago. But he should be out.
Huh? Now he's still around your energy. Once you get rid of his energy, you'll be fine.
I'm changing, Leo. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
Thanks, Erica.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Okay, next up we have area code 718. You're live on the air.
Hi, my name is Patricia. How are you?
Hi, this is Mary. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Where are you calling us from?
Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, I should have recognized that accent.
And it's funny because I don't think I have one, but you said
oh,
I had
one. Oh, yes, you do. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, and I recognize the Brooklyn accent.
Oh, that's true. That's nice. Yeah. Well, my life is upside down. I have a lot of turmoil, a lot of decisions to make. I was just wondering if things will ever calm down, if I will be moving. And where, like to New Jersey or staying in Brooklyn, and work problems. There's a lot of problems, like one thing after another, ever since my mother passed away. So that's going to be like 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years in October. So I was just wondering what you see coming up, if anything.
I feel like the chaos is with everybody. It's not just with you. It seems like the earth has been spinning out of control lately, but within the last 2-3 years, it's been really crazy. I do feel like things will start calming down for you towards the end of the year, but it's not going to totally go away. You still have a lot of chaos to get through.
Right. Okay. Do you see me moving? Is that the problem with the chaos?
Yeah, I feel that that's going to come. The move will come, but I don't feel like it's going to be until next year, around the summertime.
Really? Oh, wow. I'm surprised because I'm not happy where I'm living. That's the reason why I'm surprised that you're saying that till next summer.
You know, that can change, but that's what I feel is going to happen.
Right, okay. And the work situation?
I feel like it's not going to get any better.
Yeah, unfortunately, I feel the same way, too.
Yeah. You're going to be all settled by next year. I mean, when I say next year, like by next summer, that's any time between now and next summer. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen next summer.
Oh, I see.
But I don't really feel like you're going to be moving anytime soon, not within the next couple of months.
Oh, wow. No, because I started to research, you know, different options and stuff, and I thought that it would have been a little bit sooner than next year. That's the only reason why I asked you that, you know, because I don't think I want to go through another winter living here. You know, the apartment was very cold.
Right.
You know,
I do feel like there will be definitely a move, but I don't think it's going to be as fast as you want it to be.
Are you a medium? You get messages from people who passed or no?
Yes. I'm a psychic and I'm a medium.
Oh, nice. Wonderful gift. Any messages from anybody that crossed? You know, these past 5 years, we lost so many people in my family. It's terrible. Anybody coming through?
You know what? So have I. And two of them got hit by cars.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, we've lost quite a few, too. That's why I said the last couple of years have not been good for a lot of people. I do feel like there's a lot of people around you. I'm feeling a strong presence of a man. It seems like it's either a father or a grandfather.
Well, I never knew my grandfather. I never knew my grandfather.
Okay, but you don't have to know them for them to be around you.
Oh,
I just feel like he has been around you for a while, and there's just a lot of people that are there, but they're not saying anything. All I'm hearing is that you need patience.
That I need what?
Patience.
Oh, great. That's hard. That's really hard. That's really hard.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'll agree with you on that one.
Do you see me getting a new job then? I know the work situation isn't going to get any better.
I don't see a new job for you right away yet, unfortunately. Coming towards fall, things will start changing for you. But you still have a lot of changes going throughout the whole year here.
Oh, God, what a mess. This year has been incredible. I can't believe it.
I know.
Oh,
it's with everybody, though. It's not just you. You're not alone.
Oh, that's good to know, right?
Yeah.
But
you're going to be fine. You'll get through everything that you've got to get through.
Well, that was my next question. You know, I feel like I've been shot to
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you take care. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Pam, I have something to say before you get the next person on.
Sure.
Okay, for the callers and the listeners, don't think that you're the only ones going through a lot of chaos. The last 3-4 years have been really rough on a lot of people. I don't do astrology, so I really cannot say why, but it seems like we're in a Mercury retrograde that keeps going and going and going and never stopping. And with the Mercury retrograde, everything is always in chaos. So there's been a lot of deaths. There's been a lot of chaos, a lot of fighting, a lot of divorces, a lot of everything that's going on. And it's like it's clearing out. And lately, it just feels like, to me anyway, the earth has exploded. I mean, everything is going every which way with everybody. So don't get discouraged. Don't get upset. Don't get mad. You are not alone in this. Everybody, or almost everybody, is going through almost the exact same thing.
Yep, I'd have to agree with you there.
Yeah, it's been a really bad situation, and, you know, I really don't know why. For example, I got a shocker the other day. My neighbor came home from the hospital from heart surgery, and his wife, while he was in there, walked out on him, and she's causing all kinds of chaos. And they were married for 43 years, and it's like, wow. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. It seems like there's a lot of crap going on.
Well, it needs to go away now. We're done. Go somewhere else.
I don't think we're done yet, but I was hoping we would be, but no.
I hope
no.
so.
Yeah.
All right, well, our next caller is area code 773, and I do believe that's Georgette.
Hi, Mary. It's Georgette. How are you?
Hi. How are you, lady?
I'm making it.
Okay.
Still in the same situation.
You sound like you're far away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am far away. I'm in Chicago.
Yeah, my place where I was born.
Really?
Yeah, I was born in Oak Park.
Oh, that's right up the street from me. I'm right off of Oak Park Avenue over here.
Oh, wow. I was up there to visit a couple years ago. My daughter graduated from Chaplin University out there.
Oh, okay. All right.
So what can
nice.
I do, so what can I do for you?
Well, you know the situations in my life. Is this ever going to come to culmination?
I told you. I didn't think so.
Well, he insists he'll be here before the end of the year. He's having problems getting a visa. And I do want him here. I won't go there. There's no way. I don't fly for one thing.
Yeah.
If you told me, it would be horrendous if I went.
Right now, I don't feel him coming.
You don't feel him coming?
Nope.
Is there a reason for this?
I just feel like there's more talk than action.
Oh, okay. All right.
So just
I have
tired. I'm not saying he will not come, okay? But right now, I don't feel him coming.
Well, he's having problems working over there because there's no power. It keeps going in and out, so you can't work without any power. But he claims he's trying. So all I can go is on what he's telling me. But I have another big problem here that I don't know if you can do anything about. My son and his wife are fighting like cats and dogs, and he's talking about divorce. They've only been married 2 years, but they've been together for 15. He says she's lying about a lot of things, and I don't know if that's true or not. And I'd just like to know if you can see if it is the lying that's doing this.
I feel like there's a lot of he said, she said here. I feel like they really need to sit down there and they have to talk.
That's what I said, too. I said, you need some type of mediator to sit in between while you argue.
Yeah, because, you know, he feels very stubborn. Like when he gets something in his mind, that's it. Nobody can change it.
Oh, my goodness. Early Sagittarius, and he's been like that since he was two.
Oh, shoot. My son's just Sagittarius, too. And oh, my God. When he gets
I have two Sagittarius born 2 years and 5 days apart, and they are nothing alike. The younger one is mild-mannered and takes things in stride. The older one takes everything to heart.
Yeah. Well, I feel with this is that he has to open up his mind and listen. It's not just all about him, and it's not just all about his way.
That's what I told him. Mary,
yeah, but I think with him, he's just damned and determined to believe what he wants to believe, and nobody could tell him different.
I keep telling him he's over needy. He wants her there 24/7, and I said, you know, she's young, she's got a life. Let her come over here. Let her go out with her friends, whatever. And he said, but she's supposed to be home. I said, oh, that is so bad. You can't keep a person in a cage.
He's got the belief that she needs to be barefoot and pregnant at home, you know, in the kitchen all the time.
He didn't believe he was here last night. The kids called us crying last night that Daddy was coming after Mama, and he didn't believe she was here. She was here. We even posted pictures on Facebook that she was here.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to have to, unfortunately, he's going to have to figure out why he has his insecurities. I don't feel like she's, you know, hiding, at least not like he thinks she is, and he needs to get a grip.
Well, he was cheated on before, and I think he's having throwbacks from that relationship.
Yeah, and you know what? They usually do because they never get rid of the baggage.
Mm-hmm.
So he just needs to sit down and start taking note of what he's doing, because he's going to push her a little bit too far one day.
He's a hard worker. He's a good father. He's a good provider, but boy, when it comes to his wife, he says, she's my wife and I want her home. And I said, that's barbaric.
Yes, it
is. He's not brutal or anything, so that's a good thing. But boy, has he got a mouth on him.
And yeah.
And we all know words can sting just as bad as being slapped around.
Yeah, and that's bad when a guy gets like that, because I've been in a relationship like that, and I was married to one, and it got to the point where I couldn't go to the bathroom myself. So he better stand back and start looking at what he's doing.
Yep, I agree. I thought so too, but then again, I'm just his mother.
Yeah, well, mother's no crap.
Yeah, well, Pam will tell you, I was in one of the worst relationships that there was, and I got through it. It wasn't easy, but I did get through it.
Oh, yeah, I've been there myself, so, yeah.
And I was told to be happier to let that part of my life go, and I have. It's in the background.
You have
and
to,
no,
or you can't move on.
And no, I haven't forgiven.
Right.
But I haven't forgotten either, but I don't want to live that life again. Let me ask you this as far as Kevin is concerned. Do you see anybody else in my life?
As I told you before, that's up to you. You need to let go of his energy to get somebody else in there. I'm not saying the guy's taking you for a ride, but I don't really feel that he's being all that truthful either.
Okay. Because my other son's girlfriend is trying to fix me up on a blind date, and I keep telling her no, no, no.
So,
she says he's just a lonely retired school teacher. He wants somebody to date, to go to the show with, to go out to eat with, and whatever. And
so,
I'm just not in the mood to start another relationship right now.
Excuse me. Go.
Go?
P-O.
Okay. I'll try it once.
You know, no, try it a couple of times, because one time doesn't really, you know, sometimes the first isn't always great. Go a couple of times.
Okay. And Monday I go for medical tests. Am I going to be okay?
I don't do medical. You know that.
Okay. Well, whatever. Do I have anything to fear? Let me put it that way. I hate new doctors. I hate going to a new doctor, but this is a specialist, so I have to go.
I hate going to any doctor, even my own, but you're still gonna be bugging people for a while.
I kinda have a feeling. Huh. And I do it so well.
Yeah.
I didn't want to answer the phone the other night because I called at midnight and I didn't even realize what time it was.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? We still love you anyway.
Well, thank you. It's good to know. I take love wherever I can get it.
Don't we all?
Yeah, and your friend that you introduced me to online, Dottie Davidson, is an awesome human being. I talk to her a lot, too. She always tells me to stay in the light and I'll be okay. Dottie Davidson? I call her my angel lady.
Ah, okay. Okay, good.
When I asked her about going to Africa, she said, ask Mary.
Yeah. No, I told you I don't see you going there.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see me going there either. And it was nothing about not without my daughter, because I've seen that movie. It was going to be my son's girlfriend that was going to go with me. But, I kept having recurrent dreams that I was going to get robbed and stranded and whatever.
Yeah, but I think that's a lot of your own fears there.
Well, my biggest fear would be stepping on that plane, because I hate to fly.
Well, maybe one day when we finally get to meet, I'll hypnotize you and get that fear out of you.
Okay. I'll go for
it. I do think you are going to go on an airplane ride, but it's not to Africa.
I hope it's to Alaska, because that's where my son wants to go, and I told him if he goes, I'm going with him. I've always wanted to go there.
I feel like you will be going to. You're going to come out of your shell, girl. You just have to let go.
Oh, I'm way out of my shell.
Yeah, but you have to take that step, and you have not taken that step yet.
The whole problem is that I'm hearing things I haven't heard in years, and it feels good.
You know what we say about a bullshitter?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I've met the cream of the crop in that relationships.
Yeah. A lot of times people don't realize people that they meet over the internet isn't always necessarily who they say they are. And
yes, I know that.
I have heard and seen so many people, and I mean, they've called me. This one guy called me. He says, Mary, I met this girl. I'm going to go over. He lived in New Jersey, and he was going to Vegas. And I said, don't do it. I said, because she's not who she says she is. And he says, no, you're wrong. So a month later, he calls me. He goes, oh, my God. He says, you were so right. She was definitely not who she portrayed she was. She didn't even look like the picture she sent me, nothing. She was bossy. She was demanding. And he said, I got the hell out of there as fast as I could. Quote, unquote.
Well, when I first met Kevin online, he was a white male my age. And about a week into it, he told me the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I told him goodbye then, and he says, you run and I'll follow. Okay, whatever. And he kept after me, so kind of changed my mind. And I mean, he has sent me beautiful gifts and flowers and things like that. It does feel good, I have to tell you that much.
And how long have you known him?
It'll be 5 years next month.
And you've never met him in person?
Nope. I've met him on Skype and things like that when the power was on, but no, I've never met him. I wish I could meet him. I wish he'd get his visa to get over here.
Right.
It's a third world country, and like I told Pam, I feel sorry for not only him, but all the other people there, too, that they don't have power, they don't have water, they don't have food, they don't have anything.
I
I really don't know what else to say to you about this. I just feel that it's just not going to work out for you with him.
Okay. I appreciate your input on that.
Yeah, but I know that you're hoping for a different outcome.
Uh-huh.
That can, I mean, that can happen. That can change. Nothing is ever written in stone.
I understand that.
But right now, I just feel like it's not going to happen.
Expect the worst and hope for the best.
Exactly.
So they say.
You know?
So they say. But I'll let you get on to your next caller, but it sure was a pleasure talking to you, and I'm still working on getting you up here.
Okay, just let me know. I got my RV. I'm ready to come.
Okay, fine. Great talking to you, Mary. Have a good evening.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Next caller is area code 731. You're live on the air. Hello? Hello? Area code 731? Okay, let's move on to the next one. I'll try that one again. Okay, this is my co-host, David. Go ahead, David. You're live with Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm still alive.
Yeah, so am I. Still kicking.
Yeah. So what can I answer for you?
I like to put out that my life seems to be doing okay. And it's simple and easy. But I'm looking in the bigger picture. I'm always like celebrating with others. Is there something coming up that's big for me and only for me?
Well, when you asked that, I don't know, but I heard wedding.
You heard wedding?
I heard wedding as you were asking me if there was something big coming up, and I got wedding.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm not saying that you're getting married or anything like that.
No.
But I just hear wedding.
Hmm. So
2016, I feel wedding.
And it's only, but it's going to involve something that I just celebrate. Is that how you see it?
I see that you're a big part of it. I can see a lot of people there, but I see you're a big part of it.
That's very nice. Anything else can you?
You have a lot of good things coming up for you, a lot of changes, but they're good. 2016, I feel, is going to be your year. That's where I feel like you're going to establish a lot more stuff and more permanency. And I feel that this is where you're going to be grounded. This is where you're going to be really, really having a really good year.
Looks good.
Yeah, it feels like it's going to be your turn, is what I'm hearing. Again, your turn. Your turn's coming up. All about you.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Yeah, and I would just sit back and relax because I feel like things are going to get a lot better for you. I mean, I know things are quiet and things are good for you, but I think things are going to get even better.
Oh, that is so. It makes me hopeful. And sort of.
you just keep with the positive thoughts because they're definitely coming for you.
Well, thank you very much, Mary.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I'll let you get on with other callers, but I love talking with you.
I love talking to you, too. You just take it easy and think positive because things are going to go good for you, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay,
thanks,
bye-bye.
David. Bye.
That 731, I think, is just a listener.
I think so, too. So I guess we'll go ahead and wrap up the show. Mary is going to be doing shows on the second and fourth Friday of the month, as long as everything goes right. There's no storms or she trips and breaks her little baby toe.
No. I just got over the broken foot, and I fell again yesterday and hurt my other foot in the exact same spot. So you be quiet. Hush.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe I'm psychic. Look at there. Of all body parts to pick, I picked the right one.
Yeah. So you be careful with your words.
All right. Well, we want to thank everybody for joining us today, and be sure to join us next time. You can find out who our next guests are going to be. For my show, Take Two Radio, I'm trying to keep it to the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, like Mary's the second and fourth Friday of the month. And then the second and fourth Saturday of the month, we have our paranormal host. And on the second and fourth Sunday of the month, we have Take Two Radio Junior, where we have Andrea as our host, and she does, you know, a kid's show. It seems like every single show we've had the past 8 episodes out of 10, because this is a pretty new show, we've had children's authors on, and she'll talk to them for a few minutes, and then that author will read their book live on the air for the kids. So you can check out take2radiojr.com. That's with the number 2. You'll see the upcoming guests on there, as well as you can listen to the previous podcasts. I've also put all the authors on there that we've had on, and the books and where to find them and buy them. So check it out. And Mary's information is on Take Two Radio Junior, as well as the paranormal and, of course, my show. And Mary, go ahead and give out your info.
I have something else to say here. Pam, do we want to announce, because I'm going to open my big mouth, when I am on tour at the end of September through October and November, or the beginning of November, we're going to do live shows, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so the people know that on Fridays we'll be coming from, I'm not exactly sure what part I'll be. There's a couple different places that are coming up, and we are going to be doing live shows from there. So people will actually see what's going on and experience haunted houses and stuff like that. But they can find out information on www.maryfarrett.org, or they can even go to dreamwalkerproductionsllc.com.
And, of course, she's on Facebook and on Twitter. Twitter is at Barrett_Mary. And then you can just look up Mary Barrett on Facebook. Do you have it as Mary Barrett, like, psychic or something, or is it just comes up as your name, right?
I think it comes up Mary Barrett Psychic Talk 2, one of my books. It ends up coming up like that.
Okay. Okay, well, just put her name in and you'll find her. Otherwise, you can find her information on take2radio.com as well. I have it. She has her own page on there. So all her information is on there of who she is, what she does, and where to find her.
Okay, Pam, we'll talk to you again very shortly.
All right. Thanks again.
Great show.
And we'll talk to everybody soon. Take care, everybody. Have a good and blessed night.
Bye-bye.
Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadio.com.